Surah Ibrahim, verses 31-34.
The mu'mineen for showing gratitude. They are further encouraged to show gratitude in ayah number 31 and directed to the manner in which it is to be displayed, how to show shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is followed by evidence of tawheed and recounting some of the favors and blessings of Allah, that is from ayah 32-34. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. If we remember, in the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the importance of shukr. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will increase my ni'mets upon you. And if you are ungrateful, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Ayah number 7. So we continue. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. Have you not considered the strange condition of those who, instead of showing gratitude for Allah's favors, reciprocate only with ingratitude? And this is a reference to the polytheists of Makkah Mukarramah. وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. And who caused their people to settle in the abode of ruin. دَارُ الْبَوَارِ, abode of ruin. By promoting kufr and shirk to them. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with guidance, but they promoted kufr and shirk. And what is this abode of ruin? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 29, Jahannam. And that abode of ruin is hell, yaslawnaha, which they shall enter, wa bi'sal qarar. And what a terrible place of dwelling it is. This means that they will enter it to settle permanently therein. It is a place where they will settle permanently. Ayah number 30, and as for saying that they have displayed ingratitude instead of gratitude, and that they have led their people to the abode of ruin, the manner in which this has been done is that جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. They have set up rivals for Allah, idols. Liyudillu an sabili, to lead other people also astray away from his path. So setting up rivals for Allah is kufr, and leading others to it is to lead them to hell. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is told, Qul tamatta'u, say to them, tamatta'u, enjoy yourselves a while, fa inna masirakum ila an-nar. Your ultimate destination is hell. To enjoy themselves means that they should dwell on their state of kufr, since each person enjoys the condition he has chosen for himself, and that this would be a short-lived enjoyment. It is a warning. Since they refuse to forsake kufr, hell is the inevitable abode, and they will surely arrive at this destination as they have put themselves on course for it. Ayah 31. And tell my servants, قُلْ لِعِبَادِي, tell my servants, those who are true believers, about the doom and destruction this kufr results in, so that they may remain protected from it. They should display gratitude for my favors. And what should they do? قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They should offer salah with diligence and devotion. Number two, وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيًّا. And they should give charity from what we have provided them with, سِرًّا, discreetly, وَعَلَانِيًّا, and openly, as is required. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٌ. Before the arrival of that day, when there will be no trading and no intimate friendship from which anyone could benefit. Therefore, they should engage in my worship through physical acts of devotion, salah, which is the most important, as well as monetary forms of worship, for this is the greatest display of gratitude. Coming to the tawheed of Allah, ayah 32, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Allah is the one who has created the heavens and the earth. Wa anzala min as-samai ma'a, and he sends down water from the sky. Fa akhraja bihi min ath-thamarat rizqan lakum, with which he brings forth fruits for your sustenance. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكِ. He has made the ships subservient for your benefit by his power. لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِ, so that you may sail the sea by his command. And so your commerce and travel occurs by sea. Allah has allowed this to happen. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ And He has subjected the rivers for your benefit by His will and power, so that you may consume its waters and irrigate your lands. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ He has subjected the sun and the moon for your benefit, both steadfastly pursuing their causes by His will and power, so that you may benefit from the light and heat of the sun. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ And He has subjected the night for your benefit and the day, so that you may acquire your livelihood by day and take comfort and rest by night. وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ And He has granted everything that you have sought from Him, which is suitable and beneficial for you. If it is not, Allah has kept it away. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ And His blessings and favors are not confined to what is recorded here. Instead, His blessings are infinite. That if you try to count the favors of Allah, لا تحصوها, you will never be able to do so. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ But the reality is that man is very unjust and kafar, very ungrateful. Instead of being grateful, he commits kufr. And instead of being obedient, he remains disobedient to Allah. Just do the tilawat of this ruku. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين بدلوا نعمة الله كفرا وأحلوا قومهم دار البوار جهنم يصلونها وبئس القرار وجعلوا لله أندادا ليضلوا عن سبيله قل تمتعوا فإن مصيركم إلى النار قل لعبادي الذين آمنوا يقيموا الصلاة وينفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلال الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك